The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Lab of the original
could
song.
Could be a collab. Could be him doing it or her doing it again. The original song redone again with the original artist involved. Okay.
So they originally released it.
They're the ones who own it. They're okay. Like, you know it from them. And then they did it again. Now, I will allow an acoustic version, although I do feel like that's kind of the cheap mm-hmm. way out. But it does kind of count. Because there are certain ways that it doesn't have to just go straight acoustic. You can acoustify it and still kind of re-record it. And it would have been a hit that way, too. So a song that a band did and then did again. And they're like, man, they might have knocked this one out even better the second time. Or it's just a really cool version of the first one. There's a few of them. There's more than you think. That's
but the
for sure.
band that wrote it and produced it has to be the
they're just
one that's redoing
it.
It.
Yes, they're involved in it. So
it
let's
can't
say,
be another band bringing that member in and they do that
I'll
song.
I'll throw this out there. There's a Men at Work did the song Overkill.
With Laszlo.
Laszlo right? Bain redid
yeah.
it and Colin
one.
Hay sang on it.
Yeah,
so that's legal.
That counts.
Okay.
So if you got a remake of a song
great.
With some of the original artists from the original song back in it, I'm going to ban one.
Okay.
Walk This Way, Run okay. DMC and Aerosmith.
Okay.
But that's the perfect example. And even a sample.
Yeah.
So long as they're involved.
Wait a sample.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like if they sampled the song, but the artist came back and actually did it. Like if it's a rap song, you're like, this is what we sampled. Like say Freddie Mercury actually was there for Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
One of
gotcha.
Those.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Does it? You're following. Everybody gets it.
Yep.
Because I got a good one. And I actually just thought of another one. I might actually change my answer. But this popped up in my head, and I'm like, I love the version of this song, and it's the same band doing it again. Plenty of bands have redone their music twice, which is weird. And it comes up as
sometimes
new
those
versions.
Contract things. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like some other cheesy label owned it, so we got to redo it.
Right. And I'll even throw out some hints. Like Chris Cornell redid a few of his on his own. And they're ridiculous. So you can dabble around digging for that. So if you want to help out, Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. You can text 97936. A song that was a hit and then again was redone and the original artist is somehow involved again. Got it?
Got it.
Everybody's
kinda,
good.
Yeah.
All right. You got it.
Give me
you're
another
right.
beer. Screw this.
I know, exactly. Let's
I don't care
drinking.
If I win or lose.
We'll just keep drinking. It's 916. If you want to help, Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. 97936 is the text. You can call us, 585-9800. We'll answer if it works. The phones are a mess.
Good luck.
Or Facebook. You can throw your suggestions everywhere, and we will have answers for you in Rock Wars next.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars. And if scheduling was a thing, it is right on time at 9:30. Holy
look at you.
This guy, with the help of no one, pulling the train
the
on
help of
schedule.
Bound,
that's what it takes is drinking. Drinking keeps me regular. Gets me out of here at 10 o'clock.
It's not going to be a 10:01 show today.
No, we had that text thread the other day where Toledo's like, you know, if you started the show at 5:30, we'd be done at 10 every day. We end at 10:15 all the time.
I never said that.
No, I said it. That was when you were starting the thread. It's like, well, we do this. We were timing things.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, it ends at like 10:15, so we got content from here to here. And I did the math. I'm like, well, we start at 5:45, we end at 10:15. We so could actually be on
show,
time.
Right?
We're actually
but
doing
it. Do that?
Stupid. We sit in here and BS for 15 minutes. It's great. Rock Wars is brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn, isn't it? Yeah. I was going to say MMP.
Starts with an M.
Mo Money Pawn.
They're the same building.
Yeah. Mo Money Pawn, short or long-term collateral loans from $10 to $100,000. No credit needed. Top dollar paid the entire process, just taking several minutes. MoMoneyPawn.com.
How many is several? Did we ever figure
that's
that out?
That's the whole point of the writing. Out, like, yeah. The thing I've always said was that's the
is
weirdest.
Is it a range?
And look, here's the other thing about this.
Get Byron on the phone.
It ended February 25th, 2022. Nobody has changed the copy on this since February of last
that's
year.
That's smart on Byron's part. He didn't ask about it, and we've just been giving it to him for 10 months.
The entire process takes several minutes. Is that good or bad? We don't know. Several can be.
Quantifiable.
Right.
Better than several hours.
And in court,
there you go.
In court, you're like, well, he did say several minutes. So
59 minutes would still be.
Brady had that
180 minutes is still several minutes.
True.
I guess that's true. Brady had that lady that won a bunch of money for the mac and cheese thing not being ready in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But
we didn't put a time on it. Several. Yeah, if your microwave instructions say then place in microwave for several minutes. You probably
you're like
well that's confusing. I'm just going to keep checking. By the way, tonight 6 to 8 at Four Peaks, we've challenged Brady to call one of you guys a sea sucker because he's never once done it, even in the privacy of his own vehicle.
And got people asking
cheer,
for it.
You need to cheer if it happens. Oh, you like you won bingo.
Steven says, John, I listen to your show almost every morning. Just wanted to say challenge accepted. I'll see you guys at Four Peaks tonight, and I will be the guy that Brady calls a sea sucker. Signed, Steven Dodd. It's happening, Brady. People are going to come at you.
Can I FanDuel the call from the road? Ah, jeez, can't make it.
I'm not feeling up to snuff. Get all these idiots on the road.
All right, today's topic for Rock Wars, a little bit more difficult than average. We're getting into the heat of the year. A song where an original artist sang the song, then that same original artist is involved in that song again, redid their own song pretty much. Be it with help from someone else or just redid it themselves again, and it's just as good, if not better. I always go to Chris Cornell on that one. Layla by Eric Clapton, I'm not sure anybody picked that, is a perfect example. Although the acoustic version, but it's totally reworked.
Yeah.
Like, it's a completely new song. It's a great choice. None of us chose it. Because I wanted to go with stuff that, like, because this came up on my shuffle, and I'm like, I would listen to this as much as I would listen to the original. It was great.
By the way, you never gave me a start time for yours.
125. So we'll go with that. Brady, your choice for a band that did a song and then said, you know what, let's do it again a little bit different, or collaborate with someone and do our own song. Candle in the Wind is the example we should have used. Yeah. Elton John rewrote his own song and re-released it, and it was just as big the second time.
The Princess Diana.
When Princess Diana croaked. Brady, you go ahead. You go first.
You had two right off the bat when you first said it. I thought of the Laszlo song.
Overkill.
Been listening to that just recently.
Great version.
But I went with Chris Cornell. It's a collaboration, but I like the version better. Linkin Park's Crawling. It was live.
He's in
and
on
they
that.
Brought him out, and he
all
came
right.
in on that.
He came out and redid Crawling with him.
Yeah.
So Linkin Park with Chris Cornell.
Here comes Chris.
Yeah.
It's a bootleg or something?
It's a bootleg.
Okay.
There's only one version. They didn't release it. So Brady kind of skirted the issue on that one. They recorded again, but it's a cool version. And it's better immediately. You walked out on stage. Can you imagine being there?
Yeah.
How great would that be? Against my will, I stand beside my own reflection. It's how I can. This is a song that made my ear bleed. It upsets me still. My in ears blew up during the song at the show. Excellent. This is just too much pressure to take. I've felt this way before.
So insecure. There you go. I'd say I'd rather hear him than just you.
Me too. God.
Is it? That's just awesome. I would have loved to have been at that show. I always get chills even when I hear George Michael say, ladies and gentlemen, Elton John. And you're like, don't let the sun go down. I'm like, oh, my God. Brett, who's next?
All right. I'm going to go with the song that we've played here many times in regular rotation, but it's an amazing version. Primus got together with Ozzy doing NIB.
Excellent choice.
An amazing bass line by an amazing bass player, Geezer and... Obviously, Les Claypool.
Yeah. Whoa. Good choice.
Yes. Because it's got that Primus feel in it, but it's still Ozzy.
Perfect. Excellent choice. Did they release this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we played this, right? Yeah, this wasn't just a live cut.
But you can hear Primus, the bass line.
Yeah. picked a good one.
Yeah.
Excellent work, Bert. Thank you. Damn it all. Mine's good, but I think I like that one more. Son of a so-and-so. I picked one because it popped up on my shuffle the other day in the car. And with that new stereo I've got, that traveling amphitheater I've got, this thing sounded incredible. I've always been a huge fan of this band. I think they're totally and completely, is this the right one? Yeah. They're totally and completely underrated. One of the tightest three-piece bands in the world. I always kind of felt bad for them because they got a rap as a poor man's Tool. But the boys from Chicago redid their own song, The Clincher, called Version 103.
Not the band Chicago.
They're not all dead.
Three-piece Chicago is the best Chicago. Yeah. You get rid of 12 of those guys, and it's a good band. No, Chevelle redid The Clincher as Version 103, and it's electric and acoustic combined, and it's cool, and it's...
His catacomb has got me by the chin.
It's such a
body's left. It's got the
box.
What could we have known?
The
cajon.
What's up?
The cajon.
That's right, the cajon.
Help to nail down.
But when they get to the screamy parts, the now saturate.
Here's the clincher.
So good.
This should be now saturate.
Such a good version. Such a great song, too. It's more of an ethereal feel version. Love it. I love it. I love it. All right. I like these choices today, boys. Nicely done. Who will win? Bert choosing the solid.
NIB, Prime is an Aussie.
Yeah. Pretty solid. Awesome stuff. Brady chose Chester and Chris Cornell live doing their song Crawling. And I chose Chevelle, The Clincher, Version 103. Technically, mine's the only one that actually counts.
How the hell is that?
Well, I mean, you guys added people and everything. I just brought the same band to the same party. You guys threw in extras. You needed help, is what I'm saying. Who will win? You can vote. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. Text 97936, the word wars. You'll be offered a choice, and we will go from there. We're going to find out who wins Rock Wars next. It's 98KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98KUPD.
Rock Wars in the middle of it. Brett's decided to start forwarding the votes that he gets on his own email to me to count it.
Hey, look, boy, I'm not that... Hunter Biden over here. You can check my laptop. Jump on it, Chief.
Check all you want.
I love Make Brett Great Again. I'm going to make hats. Make Brett Great Again. On the emails, the topic this week is a band who was involved in their own remake, whether they did it themselves or whether they were just involved in it. They remade a song we know. John Gordon brings up a great one, which is Whitesnakes, Here We Go Again. They released that in 82. And it made no noise. And then, of course, we all know in 87 when it came out, it was like, boom, this is the greatest thing ever. Tawny Katane may have helped.
I never knew that.
There's another one, Billy Vera and the Beaters. It's a strange song. What would you think? It was on Family Ties.
What?
It's like, what would you think if I would do at this moment? It was a huge hit.
That was a remake?
No, he did it originally in the 70s, did nothing. And then Family Ties... When Alex broke up with Courtney Cox and started to date who became his real wife, they played it at a dance they were at, and and America went nuts.
Exploded.
Billy Vera's song went through the moon.
But that wasn't a remake.
It wasn't a remake. It was just they were like, wow, yeah. Exactly. But there's songs that have been – that's the same thing with Whitesnake. It was like nobody took to it at first. A Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want
That's
Me,
a great one.
Is a crazy little pop song off an album that no one liked. And then they did it at Budokan as a rock song, and it was the biggest thing in the world. So there's a ton of these. That's why I say it was like it's more than you think of bands who have had to rework their own song. But we chose some good ones. You chose Primus and Ozzy and NIB and redid that. What was it? What's it called again?
NIB.
Oh, it's NIB's the song. What am I thinking?
Nativity in Black.
Nativity in Black. I was thinking of the name, but I'm like, NIB, wait a minute. What is it called? You did that one, which is great. And a lot of people don't even know that's Primus. Brady chose When Chris Cornell Wandered Out on Stage with Chester, and they did Crawling, and Chris Cornell was on it. Never released, but a pretty cool version.
Should have.
First I prefer from, more, actually.
Oh, if Cornell ever did that, it would be amazing.
First text response. Leave it to Brett to pick a song that's N-I-B. Nib.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
It doesn't even, it's not even a slur.
I got to look that up. Is
no,
that a slur?
No, it's not a thing. Although, my grandpa used to call people. He'd say nib and then a cuss word, mostly the S word,
right.
And call us that. You little silly nib. And I'm like, what's that mean? Nib thing was a, nib S was a thing. I chose Chevelle, the clincher, version 103. They rewrote and redid their own song. And
the 103rd time was your favorite.
Maybe. Whether there's 102 in between, I don't know, but it was awesome. So I loved it. Emails are flying in right now. Everybody's going bananas. It was, she said not Courtney Cox, it was Tracy Pollan. Oh, Randy Condit. Don't question me on this. He was dating Courtney Cox.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
broke up because he liked Tracy Pollan better.
And he mentioned Tracy Pollan in right,
right
after you said Courtney
I don't remember.
Cox.
Did yeah. he make the right choice?
Tracy Pollan aged really well. She was a yeah. pretty girl. But at the time, Courtney Cox was hotter.
Okay.
Courtney Cox was who he was dating on
Family
Ties.
Courtney Cox didn't age well because she loaded her face up with
her. Hey, now, yeah. calm down,
whoa,
man.
Whoa.
Jeez, come on. What's the matter with you? Settle down. Jeez, man. Anyway, Tracy Pollan was the replacement. He ended up with her. It was beautiful. It's a lovely moment. Melissa says, my favorite Slipknot Vermillion is my vote. Is the best one for me, but my vote today is Brett. And she emailed it to me. Then Brett forwarded this one to me. I got to go with Eric Clapton's Layla, but Brett knocked it out because it's Ozzy. Everybody's got their own choice.
Yeah.
NIB rocks, but you forgot Blue on Black, Five Finger Death Punch with Kenny Wayne. That's pretty soft. Kenny Wayne Shepherd was in on Blue and Black. Well, he was on the original? Wait a minute. What am I thinking of? That's pretty
solid. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's was his song. They remade it.
Blue and Black was Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
Yeah.
I thought he was just in it.
No.
No, he was the original.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. That dude can play. This one says, Brett for the win. Brady and that terrible excuse of a remake. And John will lose because it will stick anyways. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
This one is from Robert Churchill. Says, Bert for the win. And another one just says, Bert. well, crap, this one says. These are all solid. I couldn't think of anything, and you guys came through. All rock tunes, and all of them were great. Chevelle, man, I remember when I first heard those dudes. I can't believe they've been around as long as they have. My sister actually said, they're angry. Are they Christian rock? They're not Christian rock.
I don't think so.
The Ozzy Primus song, every time it comes up, a crappy stereo pumps that bass line, and I don't care. I had no idea that was Claypool in there until just now. And this was Love Cornell, though. I have to say, Brady, he actually came up with a real song. Whoever helps Pop Pop gets my vote this week, Brian. This one says,
that means Pop Pop gets to choose the final category.
Not yet.
Year.
Calm down. Is that next week?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet. Jesus.
I'm going to load your face.
Christ. You people aren't going to ruin next week, are you?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
This one says, John, I like your choice, but I have to go with the Prince of Darkness and Primus today. That bass line on NIB is heavy and funky. It is true. This one's got to go with Bert. I see Brady's rock contact is back. What a relief. Nobody believes you ever pick anything. You know. Hard to find a sports clip for this challenge. Gents, huge hits by all of you, including Brady's contact, whoever that may be. John, your pick was amazing, and it's a go-to when it's chill time. Tough pick, but I'm going to go with John. All three solid. Great work, boys. Very proud of each and every one of you. Well, thank you, Brent. Thanks for your videos all year long, by the way, Brent Crandall. That's a nice thing. This one just says, Bert! John, even though you didn't give Corey Taylor honorable mention, I'm going with you. I love that song. I didn't even know about it until about 3 days ago.
Oh, he's in there?
No. Mm. Who, what?
He was in, Corey Taylor's in there?
Oh, no. I'm just saying. Oh. I didn't know the Chevelle song. He's saying he would have voted for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This one says, Chevelle's amazing. You forget they're awesome until you play them. And then you remember. That's very true. Chevelle is one of those bands. That version of Crawling is trash, Brady. How can you say it's better than Chester? It's beyond me. Clincher remix is fire, though. Brett had a good one, but I'm going with Chevelle on this one. The vote got tight, Brett. 15 for you and 12 for me, and we had to go back and forth till you got ahead by two, and then I just gave it. Brady, you got two votes because I think you kind of skirted the topic, but you had a good choice. NIB is an acronym for nut or bitch, evidently.
No, nut. Read that second
word.
Oh,
for nut and bitch. Oh, that's different.
Posted by one of Brett's good friends.
Okay. The guy who posted that is that N-word's associate. You can't say that.
He's not that N-word. He's just
he's the associate.
He's not a full-fledged member.
N-word. I'm the associate N-word. I'm adjacent to the N-word. I was watching Dr. Phil yesterday, and it was great to hear him go, you realize since Elon Musk took over Twitter, 500% use in the N-word. And I'm like, yeah, but that's probably by black people too, right? So, I mean, it's not just like everybody just all of a sudden started to hate everybody. And good. Then you can see who's using the words and you can dismiss them from your world. Instead of deleting them and making them hide in the dark. Anyway, that's a different thing. All right. What do you got on Facebook over there or whatever the text? You didn't check?
Excuse me. I didn't check Facebook, but on text, Brett has 55% of the vote.
Ooh, so Brett's in the lead. All right, John Gordon, how many numbers do you have to pick from this week? Four?
Four.
One, two, four. Number one, he says.
Jeez, oh, I won't even.
Right off the bat is.
Continue.
What'd you write? Oh, it's John Gordon gets to pick this week.
JG.
He is the final choice. John Gordon, come on up here and pick between Ozzy and Les Claypool doing NIB. You get my Chevelle Clincher 103 or Brady's song, which is just Chris Cornell wandering out on stage. What do you got, John G?
We should make this for next week very interesting and just.
No!
You sea sucker.
There it is!
Yes! I knew you were going to choose somebody safe.
Brady, I'd have deleted it. You could have thrown it. You called Larry one earlier off the air. That would have been solid. If you'd have slipped up and thrown the bomb. All right, Brett, I have no problem with Brett winning this week. That's a solid choice. And, yeah, that bass line in this thing is ridiculous.
Oh, insane,
it's such a better version of NIB. All right, we'll go with that. That's good. Congratulations, Bert.
Thank you.
Next week, the finals. $500 out of everybody's pocket to the champion for Rock Wars 2022. Who will do it? Brett's got a two-week lead over me.
It's 3 weeks.
Is it three now? So the final week will be worth whatever Brady is behind.
Brady's got
so like
five,
2 months.
So he is 16.
16 weeks behind. Thank Christ.
It was a rough year this year. Rough year.
Been a rough go for you this year. No Rock Wars.
People have turned on you this year.
And didn't you win one with Yummy turned, Yummy Yummy?
The turn is.
Wasn't one of your wins Yummy Yummy? I got love in my tummy or something like that.
Yeah.
Like you've had
some
weird
strong
wins.
I hate this world.
Yeah, something about this thing's all twisted up. And like, what do the horses get when their stomachs turn over and you got to put them down? That's kind of how I feel whenever
croup?
You win. No, it's not croup. That's a cough. I don't know what it is. But anyway, all right. You got it ready to go?
I'm getting it right now.
NIB by Ozzy and Primus. And a lot of people are emailing me saying they didn't know
that.
System.
I don't know. Yeah.
They had no idea that the Primus was in on that.
Yeah. When you really listen to it, you can hear it in the bass line. You know it's Primus at that point.
The coolest,
I
watched Les Claypool and Primus on the South Park 25th anniversary special at Red Rocks. And he talked about how after a few years, Trey and Matt called him up and said, we want to rework the intro. And he broke out this 1800s. Did you see it? This 1800s like crank.
What?
And played it. Yeah, it was a big dick. It was just gigantic Lincoln dick. It was the Lincoln dick.
Uncle Daisy.
But yeah, but it was this giant lever. And the way you is it going down south? And he starts cranking his bass with this thing, and it's the coolest contraption I've ever seen. Claypool is an amazing inventor. Yeah. He's like the Willy Wonka of bass. He's incredible. So, this is a good one. If you've got a good bass in your stereo, even if you don't, turn it up because this is pretty solid. You ready to go?
It should be right there in front of
you. Oh, it's right in front of me. You're right. It's NIB, Primus, and Ozzy. And it came out in the Nativity in Black 2. That's the thing in 2000.
Holy crap. It's already 22 years old.
22 years old. So here you go. It's NIB. Brett, you win. Nice job.
Thank
it's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.